Now, my first guest this morning is Mark Mellett. He's the head of fundraising with the Irish Cancer Society. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm fantastic.
And a fantastic day we have out there in store for us as well.
It's absolutely gorgeous. It's a great. It really gives you a pep in your step in the morning when you get up on days like this.
It certainly does. And I'm looking forward already till 11 o'clock till I can get out there.
Yes, no, it's great. It's great to see everybody out and about, and a lot of people taking the opportunity to walk or cycle to work this morning.
And, you know, as we're talking about fun things to do, tell me about, and I'm really interested in this one, I think it's a great idea, the Colour Dash. Tell me all about that.
Yes, the Colour Dash is an event we've been running now for a number of years, and it's been described by participants as probably the most fun 5K in Ireland. And it's a 5K walk or run or crawl or whatever people want to do, and then during the walk people get doused in paint, and it's a chalk based paint, so it's all perfectly safe and fun, and you get splashed with different colours as you go through each of the kilometres, represent a colour, and in each kilometre you'll get pelted with paint from people, and then it's nice soft shots, but people get covered in paint, and obviously it's a hugely fun day, a very family orientated event, and what people are doing is they're having a great fun 5K, and they're also then raising money to support our services for people affected by cancer and to help fund more research into finding better ways to diagnose and treat cancer.
And this is based on the is it the Hindu tradition?
Yes, it's a little bit based on that, and then just what we wanted to do was to have an alternative fun 5K that the whole family could participate in, and that people could have a really a great day. It's on in Phoenix Park on Saturday, the 17th of June, and we kind of borrowed a bit from that, and then looked at what way we could integrate it into a different type of 5K that everybody could do. It's hugely popular with families and young children and adults, and it's just for anybody who wants to get out and about, as you say, in the wonderful weather and great surrounds of the Phoenix Park, which is a wonderful venue, and also then raise some money for their friends and families who might be going through a cancer diagnosis, because we rely almost entirely on funds from the public and companies. 98% of everything we spend on people affected by cancer and on the research that we fund comes from the public and families and events like this, and we really wouldn't be able to deliver the range of services that we deliver every day to people going through cancer. This morning now, one of our volunteer drivers will be collecting someone and bringing them to their treatment who otherwise might not be able to get to treatment, and that's all made possible by the people who participate in the Colour Dash. And also then we have our DAFLA centres around the country who are providing advice and information, and what we're seeing with the increasing incidence of cancer, more and more people are coming to us for support and advice and information, and it's something that we're only too happy to be able to do, it's made possible by the support, wonderful support we get from our supporters and people who like that are participating and will participate in the Colour Dash in Phoenix Park on Saturday the 17th of June.
And each kilometre is a different colour of paint, which is to represent a different cancer. Can you tell us about that?
I can. That's correct. Each kilometre then, we've divided it up into the 5 kilometres, and the first kilometre is yellow, and it depicts lung cancer, and these typically follow the colours that have been assigned to different cancers. The second is green, which is represents bowel cancer, and then the third kilometre is purple, which is for cancer survivorship, and we've over 120,000 people who are surviving cancer and living with cancer in Ireland today, and they're the people that we're supporting each day through our services and made possible by events like the Colour Dash. And then the fourth kilometre is blue, which is prostate cancer, and then the fifth kilometre is pink, which is breast cancer, and all the events are all the kilometres are marked with those different colour paints, and we have supporters and people helping us to make sure that everybody going through each of those kilometre marks gets covered in those paints, and we're delighted to be supported by Aldi, who've been sponsoring the event for a number of years now, and help us with that paint dousing for people as they go through each of those kilometre marks.
And you mentioned there that the event in Dublin is happening on the 17th of June, and that's up in the Phoenix Park. But it's not only in Dublin. You're going to have other events around the country. And Just for, we have a lot of listeners who listen to us online around the country. Would you just let them know what other areas it's going to be on in?
Delighted to, Michael, and yes, for anybody who's in, the first event is going to be in Galway on Sunday on June the 11th, and that's in the NUIG University in Galway there. And then that gets followed by the Phoenix Park event, as we said, on Sunday the 17th of June. Then the next event after that is in Limerick, in the University of Limerick, on Saturday the 23rd of June. And our final Coloured Ash then is in Cork, in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, on Sunday the 24th of June. And that's and they're all, the event in Galway, as I say, on Sunday the 10th of June, is at 11 a.m. Phoenix Park, we're starting a little bit earlier, 10 a.m. on the 17th of June. In Limerick, then, as on the 23rd of June, it's a 12 p.m. start, a little bit earlier, later again. And then in Cork, we're on the 24th of June, as I said, and it's 11 a.m. start. So there are the events throughout the country, and places are filling up fast. So if anybody's interested, get in contact with us here. Go on our website, www.cancer.ie, or give us a call here on 1850 60 60 60, and myself and some of my colleagues will be delighted to talk to you about the events and get you registered in.
Oh, Mark, you know, you're taking my questions away on me. I was just about to ask you, you know, if somebody wanted to participate, how would they do it? And you went ahead and you answered that question before I even asked it.
Well, it's always good to get those contact details in, as I say, the website, or to give us a call, and probably, I don't know if you were going to ask me as well, too. €30 per person, or €5 for children under 12. It's a great fun day, and I know Near FM have been great supporters of ours, and your listeners are great supporters of the Irish Cancer Society. We do hope that many of them will get involved with the Coloured Ash this year. It's a fantastic fun event, and you don't need to be a very fast runner athlete. You can run it at your own pace. You can walk it, as I say. Just a festival atmosphere there on the day, and we have a number of different activities for people around the event as they're waiting, and we're supported with music on the event. So it's quite a high energy, fun event, and as I say, Aldi are on hand to help us out, and they're giving out goodie bags. So it's a really a fun day for everybody involved.
And I take it you will have people who will go to all the events, who will travel around the country.
Yes, you're right. We have some people who make a real series of them, and will travel through and get the four in, and they're the people who are great supporters of the society and really enjoy the event. We've people coming back each year, getting more of their family involved and making it a big wider family event, and having a bit of a challenge amongst their families as well too, and seeing how quick they can do it, to people who just want to have a fun day out.
Before I let you go, because I know you're under time pressure, have you any other fundraisers or events going on?
Yes, well, the Women's Mini Marathon is on, obviously coming in very soon now, and that's a big shout out to all the women who are participating in that on behalf of the Irish Cancer Society. And then we're also going to be launching a new event another event that we call Marathon in the Month, which is an event in July, and that's where people in the month of July run the length of a marathon. So they do a bit of it every day or every night and build it up, and that's for people who want to get start off into running. We're also then going to be launching something quite new around Father's Day, so keep posted for that. It's something we want to get people involved in to support fathers and their awareness around cancer in Ireland. And also then we have the trek, so if anybody's interested in taking part in an overseas trek or a marathon overseas, all the information is on our website, www.cancer.ie, and we have people participating in events around Dublin with your own listeners, but also in different parts of the country. We have many events coming up. There's a great event called the Moyla 50K, which happens up, and that's happening over the coming weeks as well too. So all these the events, if people go onto our website, they can see there an event near them that they can get involved in, either the Coloured Ash or one of the other ones, or an event that they might like to do. We have some serious athletes who want to get involved in marathons and runs, or other people who just want to get involved in fun runs. And all the information is there for people to see how they can help us. And as I say, we really wouldn't be able to deliver our services like the volunteer drivers that are heading out at the moment, or the nurses in our DASA centres in 13 hospitals throughout the country, or the night nurses who will be heading out tonight to support families at that final stage of a cancer journey. We wouldn't be able to deliver that or any of the research that we carry out. We have over 100 researchers that are funded by the public, and events like Cutter Ash are looking to find out different ways to diagnose and treat cancer, and having great success here in Ireland. And it's great to see Irish researchers leading the field in a lot of areas and looking at new ways and new exciting ways to treat and diagnose cancer. And it's all funded by events like Cutter Ash, and people really are making a great steps towards a future without cancer, which is what we and the Irish public are united to do together as partners.
Mark, as ever, it's an absolute pleasure talking to you. Just before you go, will you just remind our customers, our listeners of the website that they can find all this information?
Yes, it's www.cancer.ie. For anybody who wants to go on the website. But if people want to call us also, they can give us a ring here on low cost 1850 60 60 60. And myself and the team will be delighted to take their call and answer any queries they have about the Cutter Ash on 17th of June in Phoenix Park, or any of the different events that people can get involved in.
Mark, an absolute pleasure. Take care.
And Michael, thank you for all your support, and to all your listeners for their wonderful support. We really wouldn't be able to do it without them.
All the best, Mark. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye now.